Here's the thing. If you had a couple of priceless sapphires and held them up to the rays of the setting sun in the moments after a Sonoran monsoon, they'd be lifeless next to this guy's eyes. So I'm a girl, sue me. But oh my God, my fingers ache for my paints. Something, anything I can use to capture those eyes forever. A blank canvas. The ceiling in my room. One dirty wall of the graveyard, I don't care. I need my paint now. Or my charcoals. It isn't just the color of his irises. It's the intensity in them I need to preserve. He's starting to sit down when our gazes meet. I freeze solid. He isn't drop-dead gorgeous by my or anyone else's standards. He has a narrow sort of face, short hair except for shiny black skater bangs that reach his chin. Old school style. His body reminds me of a scarecrow, drumstick arms draped by an unpretentious white t-shirt. But have I mentioned his eyes? So I stand there like an idiot, my mouth hanging open, thinking. He looked at me. He looked at me. He looked at me. This is no big. He must have felt me staring at him and intuitively intercepted my gaze. I'm certain of this as he blinks and resumes his drumming posture, without another glance in my direction. Probably I look like a psycho. A setup? Discuss. Wish I had the guts to talk to him after the show. I spin back toward the bar and glare at myself in the mirror. Kind of a rarity, really, seeing myself in an actual mirror instead of my posters. You know what? I whisper thank to the pathetic soul staring back at me. Screw Mom. Screw Jen and screw this. Go home. You know you're not going to talk to him. Here's the thing. I want to. So bad, I want to try just once. Anything to take my mind off the destructionist paintings that are now emblematic of my post-friendship with Jen. And my, what was it? Oh yes, utter failure as an artist.